What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
All right, welcome back. It's time now for the C-Note Cowboys News of the Evening. Segment is brought to you by the Frankels. If you have been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. The judges are in their building there at Royal Birkdale deciding if they're going to give Bryson DeChambeau a two-stroke penalty. We'll let you know whatever conclusion that they reach. I just think it's good that they're spending this amount of time on it because it's not an open and shut case. DeChambeau cheated. I think this one's up for interpretation. And I think FIFA should take note of this. You know, what they did to Balogun, just like, well, the ref decided you get a red card, so you're out the rest of this game and the next game with no recourse. You know, I hope that's the lasting part of that Balogun saga, is that future teams in the World Cup are going to have some sort of an appeal process established. I think that would be appropriate. Evan Grant with other shortstop news. Walcott is expected to DH and lead off for Double A Frisco tonight against Tulsa. So that's pretty cool. And hopefully, you know, he can make the most of the rest of this summer, dominate there, and we can talk about him being up at the big league level next year. Ryan Gold, this is breaking news. Arizona Cardinals executive. He was named director of college scouting about 15, 16 months ago. He has been with them 13 years, indefinitely suspended this afternoon, was providing draft picks to somebody who is apparently using that info to place bets on who the Cardinals were about to pick on Kalshi. He didn't do that himself, but somebody did. Was he in on it? I don't know. He was also betting on college and NFL games, so he's probably Dunsky. Don't you think, Brian?
Absolutely. This is when you sign an NFL contract, the league basically says that they are the judge and the jury on you. So, yeah, I would say this guy's probably done.
Got to be on the lookout for those signs of a gambling problem.
Yeah, New York, they're not going to take any guff on this one.
How do you even begin to imagine talking to your family there, guys?
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Hey, honey, I got fired.
Sorry.
What'd you do?
Flushed your entire career down the drain.
Yep.
good news is that lake house that I was gambling on, we could go move there now.
Yeah, we do have a bit of a nest egg.
Yeah, we do have a little bit. We can live on the winnings that I was paid. And yeah,
hopefully you got some winnings. That would just be an absolute nightmare. He's
paid for the information, I'm sure.
Working in the NFL for 13 years. They're going to get you. They're tracking you. They're monitoring everything. They're obsessed with finding people that might have some sort of an unfair advantage. And they're losing too, right? They got like AI programs that are scouring all the accounts, constantly looking for any kind of red flags. Just, you know, steer clear. And again, don't wager more than you can afford to lose. So when you lose, you're not, you know, prompted to do something unethical to try to get your money back.
And it'll be, I don't know how long it'll take before it starts to slow down, but this will not be the last one.
Nope.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I felt like we've seen enough of this over the last 3 or 4 years that the people involved should, you know, be a lot more cautious. But that greed's undefeated.
I'll never forget when Mike Tice got caught selling his Super Bowl tickets.
Oh, geez.
And we were all thinking, like, everybody was going, God dang, Tice got caught, head coach. How about that? That's crazy. And like everybody was going, yeah, they're a dumbass. Like, you know, he just didn't do it the right way. That didn't stop anybody from selling their Super Bowl tickets, you know? The Mike Tice thing was like, he went about it the wrong way.
Kevin Clark going about things the right or wrong way?
I saw him on a soccer podcast.
Is he doing soccer podcasts?
He's doing
too?
Soccer podcasts. I thought I saw him up with some ESPN soccer folk.
His podcast. NFL podcasting has blown up.
Okay.
And
it sure has.
He was on First Take yesterday.
All right.
And said Dak is the most underappreciated player in the NFL, saying he's become a victim of Jerry Jones roster building. Emmanuel Acho going viral with a response saying the reason Dak isn't more appreciated is because he peed down his leg against the 49ers. So, you know, Dak is apparently still a polarizing figure. We just talked about this a couple of days ago, that it seems like the polarizing nature around Dak Prescott has subsided over the last couple of years, because he's played so well in a variety of circumstances now, and he's played well post-great offensive line. You know, sure. That's kind of the final boss.
Yeah.
So I didn't think he was going to become polarizing, but Dak as the reason the Cowboys lost to the 49ers, I have a significant problem with that. It wasn't his best day. Aaron Rodgers has had some horrible playoff games. Patrick Mahomes has damn near been shut out. You know, these kinds of things will happen if you play football long enough. You're going to come up against a defense with a great game plan, or you're going to have a bad day. But I just don't think the sample size is large enough. And I do believe Dak Prescott would be a multiple-time champion had he been with Andy Reid and the Kansas City Chiefs over the last decade.
Yeah, I think a lot of it has to do with the front office and the team around him. I do think...
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with 3 key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances, trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches?
Ah, Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
He's had on offense at various parts in his career, whether it's been the line, the receivers, the running back, he's had enough to do it. And yeah, that playoff game against the 49ers, the difference is the guys that you named have won Super Bowls, right? So if you get the Super Bowl and you have success in the postseason, then you can afford to have a 49er game. And people just won't lump that against you forever.
Yeah.
That's the only thing. If Dak could finally, maybe it's this year, if things can finally click and he can achieve that, even just getting to a Super Bowl, then all of that will kind of be forgotten. Until then, it's going to be viewed as the playoff failures, and it's, you know, it's probably unfair to him, but when you're the quarterback, that's kind of what comes with the territory, unfortunately.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with both of them to an extent here. I think they both make fair points. There have been times where Dak was not given the requisite help that he needed. Last year's a prime example. You gave him the single worst defense any one of us have ever seen before. There was no chance he could even make the playoffs, no matter how good he was. And he was really damn good. But there have been times as well where the Green Bay game, the home Green Bay game in 23, like, everyone has to shoulder blame there. And he's right towards the top of the list. And some of those Niners games are very fair to put that on him. Like, you've had chances. Your defense played well. And
yeah, that 19-point game, they did play well.
Yeah. I mean, you had the road game in San Francisco and the home one where he's sliding as time's expiring. Defense played well that day, too.
But what we're suggesting is there's just something so insurmountable about postseason football for Dak. It's not bad luck. It's not your surroundings. It's that there's something broken about you after passing all of these challenges for a decade in football. Is that what you're saying? Like, when the stakes get higher, Dak shrivels? I can't imagine that guy, you know? I mean, the 49ers run game, the Matt LaFleur approach in Green Bay, like, those running games had their day against Dak in two out of three of those games, right? Your running game itself is completely null and void in those games, partially because Tony Pollard got hurt. But, like, in the postseason, you have to be able to stop the run and run it yourself. And you're asking Dak to overcome both of those things that are happening to his team? You can't run the ball, you can't stop the run, and we're saying there's something broken with you as a competitor if you can't carry your team to victory in that situation.
Well, I'm just asking you to score 24 points when San Francisco scores 23, you could only score 17. I'm asking you to score 20 points when San Francisco scores 19 and you only scored 12.
Yeah.
I mean, your quarterback has to shoulder plenty of blame for that.
Yeah, but
and I don't want to let the Joneses off the hook for a lot of this stuff.
Yeah.
The Joneses need to understand what they have at quarterback here, which is pretty dang good. Get him more help. I understand that. But when your defense is giving up 19 points in a playoff game, and I'm paying you like you're the best quarterback in the league, gosh dang it, you better score more than 12 freaking points, bro.
And I totally hear that, and that's kind of why I started by saying this has happened to all the great quarterbacks. I think what's happened to Dak is a very small sample size on teams that are built just to get into the playoffs, not win in the playoffs. You know, if you give him teams like the ones that are winning, and along with that a bigger sample size, I think ultimately he gets the job done, doesn't he?
Yeah, I mean, I would bet on him getting the job done if he was in some better situations, for sure. But, like, that's a pretty good situation when your defense giving up 19 points.
Yeah, your defense is giving up. Cowboys offense, the one that they lost 24-17, I mean, they did have Zeke and Pollard. That was the Amari Cooper, Michael Gallup, and CeeDee Lamb. And then Cedric Wilson's your wide receiver.
But on these
four
days, they didn't produce.
Yeah, but,
you know,
and neither did he.
That goes on to him, you know, and I see, like, to your point, I agree with you. Like, it's not all on the quarterback, but at some point, you got to be the guy and go and do it. Like when Joe Burrow took the Bengals to the Super Bowl, part of the reason why Ive and others have praised him is that was not a great offense he was on. They had Ja'Marr Chase, but their offensive line was historically one of the worst in playoff history. But he found a way to get him there. Like sometimes as a quarterback, if you're going to do it, you've got to be able, if things are not perfect around you, to find a way to do it. When Mahomes won the Super Bowl 2 years ago, it was kind of like a rebuild offense. And now we're starting to see it. Like, that offense is falling apart, but he's taken guys where Juju Smith-Schuster's his best receiver. He's got Marquez Valdes-Scantling. Those are the guys that he's winning Super Bowls with. Like, you're not always going to have the elite Eagles roster. The great quarterbacks find a way to overcome that. And Dak, unfortunately, in the playoffs, hasn't been that guy.
And unfortunately, I think the next time Dak is in the playoffs will be the first time that he's had a coaching staff as good as the ones that have sent him
home. That's fair.
Now, I'm with you there. That's 100%.
Fair. What's up? I'm Draymond Green. And when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Gear from MLBShop.com helps you show everyone what team you're with before you even say a word. So people start asking you things locals and fans know, like,
you with the crew?
You from the D?
Where'd you go to high school?
Your dad put you in brown and gold?
You see skins, girl?
You get your Dodger dog?
Siempre 305?
You see Big Dumper 60?
Do you see him put Vladdy in the jacket?
How about 47?
You see Judges 62?
Shohei's 50-50.
The gear says it all.
Cut from the city. Go to MLBShop.com.
MLB trademarks used with permission.